September 11, What is God Like? For the mountains shall depart, and the hills shall be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from thee, neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, saith the Lord that hath mercy on thee. Isaiah 54:10. We are not to think of God only as a judge and to forget him as our loving Father. Nothing can do our souls greater harm than this, for our whole spiritual life will be molded by our conceptions of God's character. Now let us improve the precious opportunities to become acquainted with our Heavenly Father, who so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish. Wondrous love that God, the infinite God, has made it our privilege to approach him by the name of Father. No earthly parent could plead more earnestly with an erring child than he who made us pleads with the transgressor. No human loving interest has ever followed the impenitent with such tender invitations. His word is pledged. The mountains shall depart and the hills shall be removed, but his kindness shall not depart from his people, neither shall the covenant of his peace be removed. His voice is heard. I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Jeremiah 31:3. With everlasting kindness will I have mercy on thee. Isaiah 54:8. How amazing is this love that God condescends to remove all cause for doubt and questioning from human fears and weakness, and takes hold of the trembling hand reached up to him in faith. And he helps us to trust him by multiplied assurances and securities. He has made us a binding agreement upon condition of our obedience, and he comes to meet us in our own understanding of things. We think that a pledge or promise from our fellow men, if recorded, still needs a guarantee. Jesus has met all these peculiar fears and has confirmed his promise with an oath. Wherefore God, willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath. What more could our Lord do to strengthen our faith in his promises?